Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
The president did commit impeachable offenses. There's a little doubt in my mind about that.
Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania is the second Republican senator to now call for President Donald Trump's resignation after last week's U.S. Capitol breach. Trump encouraged rallygoers to march to the building to protest his loss to President-elect Joe Biden. Six people have now died, including two Capitol police officers, one who committed suicide over the weekend. Investigators say hundreds of people could eventually be charged. There are new reports that pro-Trump dark money groups were behind the rally. House Democrats plan to introduce an impeachment resolution today, which reportedly has more than 190 co-sponsors. Toomey questions the usefulness of impeachment proceedings with the inauguration coming up on January 20th.
I don't know as a practical matter that it is actually even possible to do an impeachment in the handful of days that are left.
Democrats are weighing if impeaching Trump for a second time would slow down the Biden administration's initial priorities, including cabinet confirmations and a new COVID relief bill. Some Republicans who protested the election results now claim that holding Trump accountable would sow division, suggesting that the hypocrisy would be on Biden's head, who campaigned as a uniter. Talking with CNN on Sunday, House Majority Whip Democrat James Clyburn of South Carolina was vague.
Let's give President-elect Biden the 100 days he needs to get his agenda off and running, and maybe we'll send the articles sometimes after that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said only in a letter to his colleagues on Saturday that the upper chamber could not, quote, dispose, unquote, of articles of impeachment until January 19th. Talking with CBS, his colleague Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri sounded dismissive as well.
The president should be very careful over the next 10 days that his behavior is what you'd expect from the leader of the greatest country in the world. Now, my personal view is that the president touched the hot stove on Wednesday and is unlikely to touch it again.
Protests were held around the country this weekend from Trump supporters as well as those calling for both Trump and Vice President Mike Pence to be impeached. Amazon joined Facebook and Google, taking action against Parler, a social network popular with conservatives for user posts promoting violence at the Capitol, including one that called for the execution of Vice President Mike Pence. Amazon provides Parler's web hosting. Parler CEO John Matz told Fox News they had removed some posts and were being scapegoated.
They just don't want us on the internet. They just want to get rid of us.
Trump supporters flocked to the site after the president was blocked elsewhere. Many online speech experts say the actions are too little too late. Others are crying foul. How to balance free speech and seditious organizing is not going away. California Republican Devin Nunes called for a Department of Justice investigation into the social media sites.
You get shadow banned. Nobody gets to see you. They get to decide what's violent or not violent. It's preposterous.
For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.